Tala, why don't you give us what happened last game this time?
Well, this
since you were there for the last game.
All right, so we...
Everything. I want it all. I want all the details.
I want all the details.
All.
Okay.
All the details.
So, we started out in Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And we collected supplies.
Did you get anything specific?
Yes. We got a lot of things specific.
Like what?
We got some new armor and a cool magic deck of cards. And I really pimped out my character, so... She's looking pretty hot. And we got
just go for
got
it.
Godfrey shop all
wanted by us. So.
Nobody else wants
looted.
To do it.
We established a partnership with the other armory shop.
Yes.
Then we left. Each of us did
Tala's doing a summary here, and she's trying
to
say
I'm fucking rude!
I'm sorry for being fucking rude! God.
Excuse you.
Damn
it. Cookie cake.
I forgot about my cookie cake!
It's an awesome cookie cake.
I'm gonna wake up and be 197 pounds in the
morning. Alright.
Alright. You can do it.
Still,
so
it's not
it.
Lost.
It's
not,
not
lost. Okay, so then we left, and toward Shimmerwind Isle, and we each did different things.
Correct.
Bantus
yep.
tried, is writing his Bible.
Writing his Bible.
Yes.
Yep. Got a new weapon
Fenton
also.
Fenton is trying to reconnect with his dad.
Yep. Met
Rin.
He also, like, name dropped Cid all the time to try and get anything he wanted instead of fighting his own battles.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
That's true.
Should have been nicer to the monk.
That is true.
I tried unsuccessfully to make some scrolls. And then we got drunk and gambled, and...
Yeah, and it went terribly. And Dicko's very upset
yeah.
at Fenton about all that, by the way.
He's upset with
me. Totally
nice,
gonna hold a grudge.
We had nice, Yeah, we had a nice...
But in, like, a nice way.
LSD trip.
I mean, you took all the
yes.
cats and stuff.
Yeah.
Fenton got a ring, which he gave to Mantis.
Yep.
I can't remember what you did. What did you do?
What did you do?
Yelled at Mantis.
I made shit, trained a tiger, and trained a cougar.
Oh, yeah, we got Tony back.
Trained a cougar. You got,
we got Tony
back.
Okay.
Who is now a fully grown tiger.
Yeah.
Yay! Badass Tony back.
Anything you want to name this dual-ended ball staff?
It is not my dual-ended ball
Call
staff.
Call it the dual-ended ball staff.
Okay, ball staff.
Every time you use it.
You call it the
dog. I pull out my dual-ended ball staff.
You can call it the...
Fear the dual-ended ball staff!
I'm gonna smack you in the face with my dual-ended ball staff.
I'm gonna eat that dual-ended ball staff!
Take it!
Alright, take it real good!
You can call it the double penetrator.
I'm gonna shove my dual-ended ball staff in his ass.
Oh, God! We've gone too far. We've gone too far.
Inscribed on each end is the Elven word for
ass. We're still on the break, right?
No, dude.
No, this is totally game.
Ball staff.
Straight up episode.
Dual ball staff.
Well. You know, editing this stuff out is really easy because it's all like super loud, and then we all just kind of and like dwindle down for a good like 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds, and then we're like, okay, so. Right. So it's really easy to like cut. There it goes.
At least we know Mantis is all intact.
Thank you.
And I got to save the summary, though. Even though there was a mild...
I can save the summary.
Even though there was a mild interruption.
It's not
thrown.
Let's
play some musical interlude.
It is versatile.
No, I think we should keep it.
Two-handed.
I think that's what makes the podcast fun.
That's fine. So we did this cookie cake. Hold on,
okay.
Wait a minute. I forgot about the cake.
Cool.
Hey, who gives a shit as long as we got cookie cake?
I'm going to shove my dual-ended stick up your ass.
Ball stick.
Everyone will love it. You'll be number one in no time.
You guys should we should podcast our girls together.
You should.
I
should.
I'm sure a lot of people would listen to me.
I would listen to it.
So bad.
I listen to so many.
We do a lot of creepy stuff.
I'm sure they listen. But you gotta come up with a name for it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of have to come up with a name for all of it.
Exactly.
There's so many sex jokes and...
Okay, so game.
Game.
Sure, why not?
I mean, we can stop.
Let's do some D&D.
We can stop and just like.
Now we're all hyped up on sugar.
Yeah,
though.
No, let's get.
I just got a sugar buzz. Let's do this.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It's getting weird quick. I'm so game for this. All right.
Play a board game.
So.
That sounds boring.
Shimmerwind is in sight. Land ho has been yelled. You slowly start descending. Mantis, I'm assuming you've kind of given the navigator your directions to where the monastery is.
I'm going to turn to the navigator and say it's really not nice to call Mantis names like that. As soon as Land Ho is yelling.
Oh, I was going to say, what did I miss?
Me too. I was like, no. She chuckles to herself and continues on with the game.
Although I'm saying like this is my new. I'm concerned. I want to see what happens. So I'm king of the world at the helm.
Right, of course. So it is very early morning, just before dawn.
The ball staff in his ass.
The light of the blue sun has washed over the land, giving everything a blue tint. Shimmerwind, you have a good 3 to 4 hours of just blue light in the morning. Before the main sun rises and kind of
awesome
brightens everything.
And again, in time, this is before everyone's been taken, correct?
Correct.
So all the cities are populated. So.
All the cities are populated at this point, yes. so you kind of float down just outside of your monastery. You can see your brothers working the fields kind of around, doing their morning routines, caring about their business. Don't really seem to pay any mind to the ship as you all approach. What are you guys gonna do?
So, just so you guys know, on the map, the monastery sits between the convergence of three rivers in this triangle, so they've got to cross the river. So, so as we go up to the river...
Have you guys gotten off the ship?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So you could tell it's on the dry land between three rivers. So I'm going to say, perhaps, let me do introductions.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't exactly know how this is going to go. I don't know if I'm there still. This is all new to me.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you could...
Yeah.
You could be there right now! Okay.
Is there, like... enough land for a landing patch us to get off the boat in front of the monastery. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Then we'll head for that close to the front door and get
so
off.
So are we landing past the river? Or do we have to
pass the river?
Okay,
you'll have to cross the river, yes. You would have to pass the river regardless.
Yeah.
Because of...
But if we were, like, getting in the boat and...
Yeah, no.
Also, I was asking, like, on the other side of the river at the monastery, is there room...
No, there's not room for the ship over there. Yeah. But you can cross the river, no problem.
Is there a courtyard in the monastery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go for the courtyard.
Okay. Drop down?
Yep.
Kind of thing? Okay. I'm cool with that. You cool with that?
Inside the...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it would be more proper to knock at the gates first, but...
Okay, so we'll land in the middle, then we'll go knock at the inside of the gate.
That would be preferable, yes.
I don't think you actually listened to what I just
said. Oh, you mean the inside?
No. Yeah, I'm going to go inside the
building.
Sorry. Home.
Hey, guys, hold on.
Might I recommend...
You mind if I come in?
Might I recommend we land in the fields and go to the front gate? I don't know where this place beyond the map behind the Glicks are. I was never told. And if we're going to ask them, then... They are ones to take ritual and
I guess if we need
ceremony.
Something from them, then yeah. Because we're all tightwads like you, we're going to have to.
Thank you.
Dropping down?
You're welcome.
In the fields.
Yeah. In the fields. All right. Kind of dropping down, all of your brothers have taken to the inside the gates at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Approaching the gates, you can hear a female scream kind of from inside. As all goes quiet.
Never mind. Start running.
Okay.
Should have landed in the middle.
Running. What are you doing?
I'm going to climb up the front gates as soon as I hit them.
Very cool. You kind of pop over that edge, and it is completely desolate. There is no one there at all.
Okay, I'm going to vault over and open the block guard and open the doors for everyone.
Yep.
Just look at me and be like, told you we should have fucking landed in the middle.
You can berate me later, and I'll take off going to the front door.
Okay. There is absolutely no one present inside at all.
So So we saw people working the fields.
Correct.
Then they went inside.
Yep.
As a response to us coming? We don't know. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Unaware. They didn't seem to pay you any mind.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so Manus is going to walk in and just burst open the front two doors.
Bust open the front two doors. The bodies of your brothers still lay with their eyes removed in a pile in the middle of the floor.
Has the statue been desecrated?
Yep.
In what manner?
There is a red marks kind of going down it and a white kind of sheet tied around the top.
I'm going to take, like, 10 seconds and give a
This is just like we left it.
It is exactly like you left it. At the base of the statue are two notes.
Before I read the notes, I'm going to climb up and take off that thing off her eyes.
Perfect.
And I'm going to jump down and grab one. If you guys want to grab the other one, take the bigger one. Ooh, it's even wax sealed.
It is wax sealed. I got a wax seal.
Is it supposed to be this?
It is supposed to be that.
That's that symbol. Okay.
Yeah. It is supposed to be that symbol.
I don't know how to...
You gotta break it. You gotta snap it.
I...
It's okay. You can
snap it.
You
didn't temper your wax.
I don't want to break it.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm just talking about chocolate. Like,
I don't want to rip this thing. I don't even know how to open this thing.
Here,
break the seal. You gotta break the seal.
Then I'll be pissing all night.
Break the seal.
It was easier on the practice piece, I think. Maybe because that paper wasn't dyed.
This is cool stuff.
Like,
yes.
I almost got it.
Okay. Says Mantis, eat shit and die.
Ha!
Oh, this is cool. So Manus unrolls this map.
I guess this belongs to you.
It is a full map of Shimmerwind that you've never seen before.
Would it be similar to the one we saw in the coast house before we were transported on the ship?
No.
Okay.
That one was also missing the bottom portion.
Oh, okay. And there's no marking on this that I'm supposed to determine. It's just a map.
It's just a map.
Okay.
There's another note, though.
Is this written in common?
Yep. If it wasn't, it would be written in a different language. I thought about that. Thought about getting, like, a draconic type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a lot of work, though. I made that today because I didn't know we were playing tonight.
Oh, okay. That's good. Did you all read this, or do you want me to do it?
Nope.
I didn't read it.
Written in common?
That's what she said. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mantis, beyond the mountain lies the true shrine we guard. They will be found there. She will find you on your way. Always watching.
No, she won't.
But I'm gonna do the eyes of the first part. Yeah.
Oh.
So the question is, did Aurelian write this or the Illithids?
It says the shrine that we guard.
True.
So my vote goes with neither.
I think the Illithids are behind this. Judging from the way the monk's eyes were cut. And the statue. And I'm gonna, like, grip this. I'm not gonna do it because it's just so nice and pretty.
Oh, totally cool with me, dude.
Yeah, but
this is your guys' now. No. It is out of my hands. I don't have to keep up with it anymore. Devin made that.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Devin Rube. So awesome.
Yeah, she's cool, so good at this. She'll put like little videos of her doing stuff up every so often on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And she's like, how?
She did the Critical Role map. Have you seen it?
She drew that?
Yeah, she did the...
She drew this?
Oh, wow. She drew that by hand.
How'd you meet her?
Yeah. The world.
And you...
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know if you like physically met her.
No, never physically met her.
Well, that's cool then.
Yeah, she's super nice.
She is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll that up neatly and tuck it with the map that I drew of the world that we have.
Yep.
And I'm probably going to hand it to Fenton.
Some handwriting?
Yeah, that was handwritten.
Yeah.
All right.
You probably could make more use of this than I.
Well,
you
like,
printed this copy out.
I printed that copy out, yeah.
Manus is going to go around preparing the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
same hand across the way. I'm going to start ripping those things off their eyes.
Perfect. What is everybody else up to?
Standing around watching Mantis.
Watching Mantis. Not going to help him. Let him do his thing.
Mm-hmm. I'll help.
Okay.
I'm not going to begrudge them.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to study the map.
Okay.
The library is there the library is beyond those doors if you're interested.
It's very. I'm going to go check out the library.
Yeah, I am too.
You didn't even mention the library. Hand me the map. Now I'm going to just study the map as I walk over towards the library.
I'm going to start lining the bodies up outside in the fields, and I'm mm-hmm. going to start trying to gather wood for a pyre.
Okay. Perfect.
And then unless something else happens, I'm going to, with Talos' help, well, not sling them, but line them up. And
right. I got you.
Set fire and give my gesticulations and prayers and everything else. In true fashion that I've seen before. And,
You going to light them?
As with the staff in hand, I'm going to say,
staff has blue balls.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to say... That's not funny. And now your watch is ended. But the way goes on. I will find the answer and keep the watch. I'm gonna touch it.
Okay. It goes up in flames?
Yeah, and then as it's burning, I will wait about 2 minutes and see that it is and give one last gesticulation prayer and go inside.
Okay. Amazing. What's found in the library? How's that going?
Looking for books on dragons.
Okay.
I'm just going to smell the books.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's really old.
Smells old.
So all of the books on dragons refer to them indirectly. None of them give any direct information about dragons whatsoever.
Okay.
Well,
it's very ambiguous.
So I would think that at this point I would also recognize them as like ancient ones and yada, yada, yada. So
right.
Things like that, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of stuff on that.
I want to find what I feel is the most informative and interesting book and put that in my jacket.
Okay. I like it. Anything else? There's also a lot of books about magic.
Oh.
How it's used, how it's harnessed.
Ooh.
And things like that.
This monastery is an elemental monk monastery.
Oh, yeah. I'll take
magic also exists on Stormwind.
And I'm just going to follow Fenton around with pockets open.
Yeah.
Put it in.
I will select the choice ones that I think can help our understanding of magic in this world.
Okay.
This is a great find.
It is
in my
very,
estimation. This is
very handy stuff.
I'll take as many as I can fill up.
Okay. Tala, anything here?
Pockets of holding.
Exactly.
I think I'm still with Mantis.
Okay.
We went inside.
Oh, you went inside?
Yeah.
Alright.
But as we go inside, I'm going to say thank you for your help. Yeah. Trying to be very solemn and they would have appreciated it. You would have been welcome here. Well, I guess you are welcome here.
So
now all the dead people want us to leave.
At the beginning, right? And now there's dead people.
What monster is this?
Mm-hmm. Just as it was left after you guys went through that
cloud. The
Order
of the Way of Elka.
Yeah. Okay.
You had your little trick.
Mm-hmm. But if we go outside now, will we see the people in the fields?
They're gone.
They just disappeared.
Just disappeared.
Maybe we're just at the time.
I don't know. You actually said that to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, are we like... drifting in and out of the time.
What time of day is it?
It is early morning.
They would be at morning prayer. It'd be odd for them to be out in the fields before that's over.
We saw them.
We did, yes. But was it actually them? I don't know. Things are wrong here. This may have been an illusion. I don't know.
Come look around, see if there's been any sign of people in this building since we were here last.
None. It is kind of, there's like a layer of dust mm-hmm. on things and
no
it does
tracks,
not look
no
disturbed whatsoever.
Okay.
No.
Especially with that layer of dust. Well, yeah,
right.
So we're walking around.
As far as you can tell, it is exactly like you left it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Manus is going to take one of the blank books, one of the bigger tomes that are blank.
Yep. Okay.
and some of the ceremonial inks.
Yep.
And
on the front, he's going to write Mantis's Bible.
If found, please find it. And I'm going to look at everybody, and I'm going to say, the armory is down this way.
Armory?
Of course, we're monks. Simple weapons, but we have weapons.
Hmm. We'll browse.
Sure. We'll go check out the armory.
It would be an honor for you to don the weapons of the brethren in the fight.
It is all rusty, decrepit, mundane weapons.
Would I remember them being that way?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look over at Mantis and be like, yep. Armory.
I'm going to reach down and pick up the dust. And
these are older than the books.
One of the first duties of a monk is to sweep the floors. I wonder how long this has been this way.
Well, it looks like they've been dead for a minute.
But think of that. We're before everyone's been taken. This is before I left. After I joined, I'm assuming.
You don't know if that's before you left.
Shall we check the neighboring town?
Well, Kuven was obviously with you. It's before your head injury. It's before the
mass
taken.
We could have altered the timeline so far that none of that actually matters anymore as far as Kuven is concerned. And this over here may not have been affected because of the presence of magic.
Too many unknowns.
Yep.
Anyway, this has been left for a long, long time. I must find out why. Well, is there anything of...
I'm just going to
turn anything cool in the armory left, or is it all just simple martial weapons?
It's all very simple martial weapons.
I don't think you're right.
Any stones? We don't have stones.
There's no stones here.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, how do we find Aurelian?
You say that out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's beyond the click.
I think we go to the place where the stones are supposed to go.
Okay.
Let's go there.
Before we leave, I don't know where that is, but I know how to find it. I'm going to go back in the library.
Where's that place that note said?
Where's the place that note said? Beyond the mountains.
Do you know where they're talking about?
No, but I think I know how to find it. Okay. I'm going to go back to the library, and I'm going to find the book on rituals and ceremonies.
Investigation for me, please, sir.
3.
It's missing.
Oh, okay. Going to look. Here. It should be here. And he's going to reach out his book through it, and he's going to look for passages about the first duties of an initiated monk. Because that ritual takes place at the place.
Okay.
If you allow that.
Roll it. Investigation for me.
12.
You find what you think is about the spot that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They speak of rivers and a large lake.
Mm-hmm.
And just south of that lake, there's an opening of trees where the ritual usually takes place.
Okay, I'm going to read all that out for everybody.
So somewhere due south of that lake.
Or there.
Yeah, but there's no opening in the trees south of that. I don't know.
The map may not show an opening of trees just because it's a map. It might not be a huge opening.
Right.
It should totally be on that map.
Yeah, I think it's here. I think I know where it is. My clothes are on. Spot on. I'm a cartographer.
Oh, so we're talking about this lake up here then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at this
clearing
of here.
The trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Alright. Do the wall. Mm-hmm. Get out of my bag.
Now we may have to fly. The mountain's been sealed for centuries.
But well, I wasn't planning on walking.
You guys can hop on my owl.
We might have to. Well.
We have a fucking ship.
I got a carpet. I got
I'm gonna
an
look
owl.
At both of you like you're like just mentally not there.
Unless you'd like to climb the trail
yeah.
of trial.
What about my carpet?
The flying fucking boat.
Yeah. I'm going to sit on this one.
I don't know.
Lee, it's like much, a boat. Flash cannons and a crew.
Huh?
How much creative leeway are you giving me with the rituals? Okay, I want to go with your rules still. So,
right. Just like motioning towards flying boat the whole time I'm saying flying boat.
Let's get on the boat.
Sounds like a decent option.
If you were getting,
I think it's faster than your rug.
If we were getting initiated, we would have to climb.
Your ass one day.
It has more cannons than your rug.
But right now, that boat's going to take us to where our asses need to go.
You're right. I did kind of forget about the boat, so forgive me.
It's been a long 2 weeks, all right? I've been on the boat for like 2 hours. It's out of my brain.
God, I just lived on this boat for the last couple weeks, but 10 minutes off of it, and I'm like, fuck, what boat?
Well, that map isn't really drawn to scale either, so. Like.
So are we leaving then?
What does that map have to do with the price of tea in China?
I just
mapped her off.
So, Menace is going to say, so I'm assuming we're leaving them?
Just a little lull that happened.
It's because at some point we're like, ha ha ha, have a good time. And we're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Wallowing around.
Moving on.
That was too good to let go, though.
It was.
Yeah.
All right.
So as we leave, Manus is going to seal the doors, as normally would every day, and offer a few prayers of cleansing and censoring as we walk by the pile of pyre, or the pyre of burning.
Perfect. And it is rank. Straight up stinky. Mm-hmm. Black, billowing smoke. Rising up.
And I'm going to sprinkle a few spritzes of my holy water at the base of it.
Cool. Okay. Getting on the boat?
On the boat.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm on a boat.
I'll be at the helm looking.
Alright.
I'm going to take the map over to the pilot and be like, shoot for
this is where I need to go.
Alright. Roll something for me. Intelligence.
Who?
Sid.
Okay.
What does my intelligence have to do with this?
Navigation, in some way, shape, or form.
I'm not
make
navigating.
Make sure we don't get off bar. Is your ship. Make sure your ship stays on bar.
Fuck yeah. What do you want me to roll again?
Intelligence.
Yeah, it's a 17 then.
All right. So you have about maybe 2-3 hours heading south. What are you going to do for the next 2-3 hours?
Manus is going to dip one more time and say, Mother, if you are still there, guide us on our way to make the world right again.
Perfect. Fenton?
I'm going to call towards Jaldrom through the sword and see if I can sense him nearby.
You don't sense that he's nearby, but you get a sense of acknowledgement.
Well, I don't know how...
Yeah, no, you're good. Okay. You're good.
Metal Dark Fall World.
Tala.
So did we ever find out what those jade dragons were for?
They were just relics.
Just relics, okay.
Yeah. They're not... have anything to do with, like, your owl is or anything like that. So you're not going to get some, like, dragon pets or anything like that. Keeper of the things.
Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet. You know what? I'm just going back to Digo to drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you go down there, we're about to get the battle. You're just going to get drunk.
Just one beer. Just one beer.
You just get this overwhelming smell of peaches.
Ah, fuck it. I got 5 minutes. Let's go get tanked.
Rotten peaches?
Totally rotten peaches.
Oh, he's making shine.
But
as an old man is in there.
Willis is
there. Willis.
Hello!
That's
when did we pick up fucking Willis?
How the fuck did you get
it? I don't know. I was here. Hi.
I'm gonna look around
Where
for Willis.
Where did you get on the boat?
Willis is down with Digo.
And the other Willis?
Yeah. They're both down
both
with Digo.
Are with
They're
Diggs.
Both with Digo.
How did y'all get on the boat?
I don't know. So.
Oh, Willis. Okay, cool.
Diggo's got this really fancy beer, right?
Is it a peach ale?
It is now, because I put one in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should let him ferment some of those peaches and make some moonshine.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Hey, are you there too? Are you in the tavern? Did you come to the tavern with me? After you criticized me wanting to drink beforehand?
Yeah, because I criticized you all the way. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you going out here to drink? What are you doing? Willis. You're not supposed to be drinking right now. We're getting ready to battle.
Moonshine, Willis.
I'm like, ooh, we should make some peach moonshine. For after the battle, to celebrate with.
Yes.
Willis, I'm sorry, yeah, technically I guess Aaron Brandy.
No, Willis.
Along with Willis.
Willis, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you, like, have you been on since Haven?
Maybe.
Maybe?
How long have you been on the boat?
Well, I have no idea.
Why?
Hey, Diggo.
Why what?
When did this dude show up on the boat?
Alright, he woke up like 2 days ago.
Woke up two days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where had he been prior to that?
They found him in one of them cells.
Whatever, it's probably better off that way.
Got a thing for cages.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Wait, so the horse is in the tavern too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I mean, is he sitting in a stool?
So he's kind of no, just standing.
Oh, okay.
He's sitting in a stool. All right.
Why are you here, Willis?
I don't know.
Very well.
Where are we going?
So we lost Saul Willis.
To find your stone.
I can't remember that town when we were apprehended
by that captain guy.
Yeah.
He was
Captain
mean.
Captain Rowe.
Yeah. But I got to ride in that cool contraption that, like, walked itself.
Yeah.
That was a cage, too.
That was a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where'd you go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hung out in New Eris for a while. That city. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Then, it turns out, Varen's gone.
Yeah, we've kind of seen that.
Yeah, we flew over and shit was going down. Giants coming up from below.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't shrink. Thought I did for a minute. Then I was on a boat.
This boat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you weren't in Haven? Were you in Haven?
I don't know. Was that? Was the boat in Haven?
No, he got on the boat before we left with it to go to Haven.
Oh. But wasn't the boat completely empty?
Except for everyone that crewed up. Willis, are you magical?
Peaches might be, if you eat enough of them. Don't eat the pits. Bad for your digestive system. Mm. You can feed them to Willis, though. He'll eat them.
I'm going to get a peach and feed it to Willis.
Mm-hmm. Well, Willis, we're going to battle to save the world.
Fine! Can I come?
If you wish. Can you hold his weapon?
I have a dagger. He pulls out this little, like, butter knife.
Willis, can you throw your peaches?
Mm-hmm.
That might be better.
Picks one up, kind of tosses it. It goes about 3 or 4 inches and smash. Splashes on his feet.
Can you shoot, like, peach-colored energy bolts from your hands or something like that?
What?
I mean, just ask.
That's awesome. Can you do that?
No, I can't. That's why I was asking if you could, because if so, that'd be really cool.
Can you imbue your peaches with magical energy?
What?
Liev, what's going on? Thinking of what's going on, you are a freaking genius.
Why?
Just want to say. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Willis, you seem to appear a lot of places that we are going.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
We're on the same roads. Not many roads.
Mm. Yeah, we haven't been on a road in a minute.
Boats. We're on the same boats. I found you guys on another road when you were going by that other town. And then you went off gallivanting into the woods for a while. I stayed in the town. And then you came back. And then we all took a trip with our friends. And then went to the other pretty town. And then I apparently fell asleep in a boat. Then I wake up and I'm still in a boat. And apparently it's my fault.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, it does sound about right.
Where's this thing? So where have you been for the last couple of weeks?
Sleeping.
When we've been on this journey.
Sleeping.
A long nap, buddy.
You should see a doctor.
You should see Willis now.
Is So is there a doctor on board?
I had to wake him up. I'm surprised he woke up.
Hey, Lee. Well, I am too.
In Draconic, I'm going to look at Willis and say, in Draconic, overcoming all, knowing all, wise, with regards to all things unsmeared, abandoning all, the end of craving released. And, like, leaving that dot, 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 waiting for him to complete it.
Willis is going to, like, blink at you, like, off-center.
Okay.
Another Willis is going to go again and cough up that peach pit.
Well, it was worth a try.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Is he okay?
Every time we see
Willis and Willis, we end up in some trouble soon after.
I had not considered that.
I think I get into trouble when I run into you guys.
I think you got it backwards.
Could. Yeah, probably.
We typically do just fine until we see you.
Yeah.
Aw.
Is there anything you can tell us, Willis?
About what?
Anything you've seen on the way getting here? Things you've heard?
Well, the third stair from the bottom, coming up, a little creaky.
What about our future? What's gonna happen next?
He's gonna close his eyes, touch his things, his dimples.
Touch his things to his dimples.
His things to his dimples.
Like, man, he's got two of them.
He's got two things. There's got a balls ball on the too. Ends.
A double-ended ball staff.
He's gonna say, you're not gonna eat one of my peaches.
Got that right.
I don't know why. They're fine.
Does he have any with him?
Oh, yeah.
Are they rotten still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They are the same peaches that he had when you very first met him. Way back when.
There's probably some moonshine at the bottom of the wagon.
There might be.
There might be.
Perhaps you could sell that at the Gilded Dragon. What are we calling it?
Dragon's Trove.
Dragon's Trove.
Did you get a shot?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. Full of trinkets.
Oh, what kind?
All kinds.
I love trinkets.
A good kind. It's great. You should come see us once this is done.
I will. I'll do that.
Bring something more valuable than peaches, though.
You got it. I got a horse, of course.
Of course.
And a horse is a horse, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, unless that horse...
He is a talking horse.
Ends up being dead.
That could also happen. He naps a long time.
I could talk to him.
He speaks common.
No,
the horse.
Like... Yeah.
No, I spoke with animals with him last time.
Okay, go for it. We'll talk to the horse.
Okay. I don't want to keep my spell slots.
I don't want to keep these spell slots.
So Manus is going to go about, while we're talking this, sanctifying my new ball gag. Mm-hmm.
Your ball gag.
My ball staff.
This is getting weird.
Wow.
Weird guy. All right. Keep
with,
it going.
With the holy water, rubbing onto it, everything, sanctifying it. Also,
finish he picked up this weekend.
Rubbing it on my clothes with
the
holy
water.
You're
going to rub yourself and rub your balls.
Yes. In front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
He's going to take holy water and rub it on his nipples and
Willis
then rub it on his balls.
Willis is going to lean up against his cart. Mm-hmm. He's going to grab one of the peaches and he's just going to start chewing on it. And watch you.
What, the cart is in there too?
Yeah.
The cart. We're in the galley? The
kitchen? We're at his house and he said, I'm leaving.
Brad, are you going to carry like whips and things that you're at the truck?
No!
No, we're not carrying whips and stuff at the Dragon's Trove.
And I'm doing this to try and elicit a response from Willis. But also to sanctify my weapons.
And he's just, like, shaking his head, eating his nasty peach.
Okay.
While Mantis is doing this, I'm going to, like, equip the stones in my sockets.
Yep. Okay.
So I know the red ones do. I know the green ones, like, pulled things towards me, but it wasn't very strong.
Mm-mm.
Purple, blue, teal, and orange. I don't remember what they do.
Teal.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, if you could do it, do it.
Teal reanimates.
Teal was the animation one, that's right.
Blue is cold. Purple was the mind control.
But didn't purple do something else also?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think we've seen that.
Right? Purple translates.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Translate and crowd control.
So, I guess we'll just kind of skip. With... my knowledge of the stones and everything and everything.
Oh, I have it written down.
Which of these would be useful in a battle?
red and yellow for your gun.
I don't have yellow. Fuck. So orange, teal, blue, and purple will do basically nothing.
It will do nothing for your weapon type. Correct.
Red is the only one I've got then. And green with a little bit of pull.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna like turn around and be like, anybody got a Yellowstone?
I had one.
No.
Yellowstone, anyone wanna go through the crew? Yellowstone, anybody? Anybody got a Yellowstone? Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone?
Kuven pulls out little shards. He's like, I have threes. It's three, like, little pieces that he cut down from his stone for his hammer to fit it in properly.
Ah, I might be able to do something with that. I'll take those for him.
They probably have about four charges each.
Cool. That'll work. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to do one red stone and then two white shards in the three sockets.
Okay.
Of course.
Is my sword going to work the same way as his hammer?
I don't know.
Because that would be badass.
That'd be pretty cool. All right. Anybody, anything else? You're crossing over the Glyx.
Yeah, just sanctifying the weapons.
Lowering down forest, trees, lake.
Because I feel like we start going down, I'm going to go up top.
Okay.
Is there anything, like, any animal life we see? Is there anything, like, out of the ordinary? I mean,
it is.
Is there any weird shit in this place we've never, ever been before?
Okay, good. That is a, you said perception?
Mm-hmm.
13. No, 15. 15.
It is unnervingly quiet.
Okay. But no movement, right? Nothing
no
like
no movement
okay.
whatsoever.
What's the vegetation look like?
Intense, super hardcore, very tropical.
Okay, but not like aggressive. There's not like spiked trees with
think
sharp.
Think Jumanji.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
8 foot tall Venus flytraps that want to eat us.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so. South of Glyx.
Got it. Okay. Fair enough.
Carnivorous vegetation. All right. So. Lowering down, you start
said,
kind of
fuck that sunlight.
Grazing over this giant lake. The water almost looks silver. It is so clear, kind of reflecting the sun down.
Can I sense anything?
You see five... the dragon shrine that was very similar to the one that you guys saw back in Varen is in full effect, but empty on all the pedestals. Just south of that lake.
Manus is going to point and say, there, take us down.
I'm going to go get the stone that we have, take the books out of my pocket and leave them on the boat.
Okay.
And put the stone in my jacket pocket.
It is emanating energy.
We have the white one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Trying to track of everything.
I don't remember.
Yes. All right. So, Navigator is able to set down either in the lake or stay afloat above the shrine.
Stay afloat above the shrine.
Stay afloat above the shrine. You got it.
Maybe... A little off to the side of the shrine, actually, okay. Not, like, right above it.
Roll perception for me, please, everyone.
Good. Okay.
What'd you get?
22.
22?
19.
Fenton? Tala?
No, I'm sorry. 13.
What the fuck is that?
You're right there?
It's a die.
It's
yeah, they're damn script on here sometimes. Okay, yeah. That's a 4. That's a 9.
That's why I like this one. Okay, so Mantis and Fenton, as you guys are slowly descending, you can notice these dark shapes kind of up in the clouds start kind of coming out of the cloud space, and it is the Gith ships. There are about 20 in total.
Oh,
Ah, friends have arrived. The cavalry. Menace is going to, like, smiling.
Tala, as you kind of crest down that, the tree line as you're lowering down to get dropped down, you notice that kind of surrounding in all the trees are just ravens. Everywhere. They're all silent. None of them are moving anything. They're all quiet. Sid, you're paying very close attention to your drop and making sure everybody's staying in line and you're kind of getting where you want to be with the ship.
Do we notice the ravens as well?
Yes.
So Manus is going to say, I think our friend, the Raven King, you know the one that we were coming back from Cloudberry, I think he's here.
There's a king of birds.
Seemingly so. Elvin. Wouldn't speak much.
Yes.
Elvin. Really?
Indeed.
What? Cool. Where'd you see him?
Outside of Cloudberry, coming back from the temple.
I was there for that!
Right before we saw you.
Not with
no.
us?
No, I was at the town when you guys were coming back.
Right.
Yeah. Was he trouble?
No.
It was an earthquake.
So I didn't cause that one.
Yeah, yes, you were nearby. The earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Man. He just looks very defeated. All right.
Well, he didn't want to talk to us, but clearly he's here.
Can we get off the boat now?
Yeah.
You sure you want to come with us, Willis?
Mm-hmm. Willis is already down.
How?
Horse and cart on the ground.
How? How did you do this so quickly?
Do what?
Get him on... We heard nothing? Nothing.
He does it himself. Don't question the steed.
Wow. He said that just blankly, like, not like... Steed. Or anything like that? Okay,
no.
Gotcha.
It's not actually the steed, it's the cart of peaches.
Shh.
There's one magic peach.
Your horse is quite remarkable, Willis.
No, he's old.
How old?
I didn't ask. He's a horse.
Ancient?
I mean, his farts smell pretty ancient. Dust comes out. Poof. He's just uncontrollably giggling to himself now.
Let's get down.
Okay, so you guys make your way down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Willis there, the horse Willis?
Willis is there, horse Willis.
I'm going to walk up to him.
Okay.
I'm going to put my hand on his jowl, I guess you can say, where you normally pat a horse.
Yeah.
I'm going to look him in the eye and kind of just kind of like turn my head, try to look into his soul, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like very clouded over old eyes, just not even paying attention, just kind of blankly chewing.
Okay. In Draconic, I'm going to say, can you understand me?
Blankly chewing.
I'm not gonna talk to horses. That's suspiciously like, hey, look at him. Horses.
As you hear a voice coming from the other side of the shrine, as this woman walks out in her blue robes, and she says, "You've made it! Finally!"
Yes, I have. Do I recognize her?
It is B.
It's B.
How did it go?
Old friend. How did what go?
Getting the stone.
We definitely got that stone.
We got the stone.
Good. Everyone looks worried. What's wrong?
We did not expect you to be here, B.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I thought we would all come here.
I thought
once all the this is the last stone to collect, correct?
Thought you weren't coming here.
Right. Well, you know, we all came.
Who's all?
As the other masters come out.
No. Aurelian as well?
Not Aurelian.
Okay.
So these ravens?
They've been around all day.
How long have you been here?
A few days.
And you've seen nothing else aside from you?
No.
But the ravens?
Just the ravens. There's been these ships, though.
Yeah, they're friends of ours.
Oh, good.
They mean you no harm.
What time of day is it? Is it afternoon?
It's afternoon. Okay. Yeah. It's like early afternoon at this point.
Okay.
We're kind of expecting to see Aurelian.
We haven't seen any sign of him yet.
Oh, I'm sure he's around.
Yep.
I'm going to start walking out of the shrine because now I'm curious. I've never been here and I've heard all about this.
Right. It's...
Well, so all the other masters are there too?
Like Ved, Grog,
yep.
Sod.
Not Grog.
Not Grog.
Grog is dead.
Grog is dead.
So was the replaced with Aurelian.
The other four?
Yes. All four of them are there.
Got it. I'm going to go introduce myself to them.
Okay. They're mostly cordial. I'm shaking their hands. Introduce you to each.
Yeah. Except for Ved.
Except for Ved.
Dick.
Ved's a dick.
Ved's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a drow. Or not a drow. He's
an elf. He's a black skin drow.
Yeah.
White hair and lavender eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a Okay, well, anyway, doesn't matter.
Shaco is who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
It's the tiefling.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow, yeah, he is tiefling.
It's red skin.
Yep.
Two black horns.
Black horns. Very shiny. Takes pride in his horns.
Missing robes.
I'm sure he had more, maybe.
Of course, he might not be missing ask, them yet. So, how was the trip?
Long.
How did it go with the, whatever it was? Did you say it was a red?
That'd be slightly more specific than that.
The dragon.
Oh, yeah.
See, so you all made it.
It's We're done. Fine, yeah.
Good.
Obviously.
Well done.
That's what we do. So, what are you here for?
To make sure you guys all got here safe.
Great, we're here. Good to see you.
Yep.
Guess you're heading home now.
And the other stones?
They'll be here soon.
Yep. We're going to be here with them.
They'll be here soon.
Yep.
I'll come back.
We came here to
this, I hear this going on. I'll come back.
We came here to unite them all.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have?
That is completely irrelevant.
We'll have them all soon. Together.
Yep.
What happened?
We went and got the stone. Came here to unite them all.
Yep. May not have gotten robbed when Aurelian killed the entire creed that you gave us while we were getting the other stone.
Oh, so he did get them. Good.
What does good mean?
Well, that's why we're
Motherfucker.
Here.
Motherfucker.
To get the last stone.
We have that.
Right.
That's the problem.
You plan to take that from me?
Well, yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Be pretty easy. Very small.
To do what?
Tastes good with ketchup.
And what are you going to do with this last stone?
Keep the magic for ourselves.
I mean, so you're working with Aurelian?
Oh no, he's working for us. We can't have the Metallics in charge again.
Why not?
Because we will take our rightful place in this world.
And by we, you mean?
The Ancients.
All the Chromatics?
Yes. Minus Grog, of course, but easily replaced.
And the Illithid?
What about him?
They're in league with you as well.
Peons.
What about the...
A distraction.
Is that the demon from the fourth layer of hell on its way out?
She will be difficult, but can be swayed. We can keep her on our side.
That's gonna start cracking his neck.
Yeah. I don't know. How's Jaldron feel about this?
He can take his place. Amongst our league.
So where's Aurelian and the other stones?
They'll be here shortly.
Great, we'll wait.
Pretty Perfect. Sure we just told her that, though.
Yeah, I know. So what are we gonna do while we wait?
Well, you can either hand over the stones, or you can die.
It's a good day to die.
How take about up a game of kobolds and...
Kobold Knuckles!
Kobold Knuckles!
And
Shaco's gonna be like, I love this game, let's do it!
And roll some knuckles?
Yes!
Alright.
He comes right up.
Winner gets all the stones.
I'm gonna move my hand away from my staff.
Can't make that call.
Why not? Scared?
Yeah.
Good call. What are you scared of?
Not my place to make that call.
Whose place is it?
Not mine.
Who's in charge here? Fuck.
B?
B's in charge?
Yeah.
Thought you all showed power equally.
You're a meta dragon?
Several.
Yeah, actually, we have.
Quite a few.
And they share Friends power equally?
Depending on who you meet.
Yeah, that doesn't happen with any of them.
And you are dragons.
Yes.
Hmm. I'm going to say something in Draconic. I'm going to say really in Draconic.
Ancients. And he changes. Red in front of you. An ancient red dragon sitting in the middle.
Which one just changed to red?
Shaco.
Shaco. The tiefling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
About 10 times bigger than the one that you fought in the cave.
You are not Levant. I'm going to say that in Draconic.
No.
Well,
how's Tala doing? God. Tala's been quiet.
I mean, Tala wants to gamble.
Shaco wants to gamble too.
Yeah.
He was game.
But now he's a dragon.
Just, yeah.
But now he's a dragon.
Yeah. A little shocked. A little
Willis is just
anxious.
Like, wow!
Yeah. Let's try to.
So who was Elka then? Oh, sorry. Ulis.
Who are you talking to?
The one in front of me, I'm assuming.
Shaco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about her?
She was a dragon as well.
No.
No, but
she was human.
She was the daughter. She was elven, I thought.
Whatever. They're all the same.
Was she not the daughter of Grog?
The master.
He kept her in line.
Hmm? And she's never been anything more than Elven.
Nope.
Can I insight that?
Yeah, totally.
That is going to be a 19.
It is 100% true, as far as you can tell.
Everything's been a lie!
Mm. Has it, though?
Right.
Yeah. Or has it?
Yeah, kind of.
Did anyone ever say that she was a dragon?
No, but she's
okay. Okay. Alright, just making sure.
Is Teach working with you guys?
No. He refuses. He stays neutral.
What is this mafia music playing right now?
This perfect. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the Inquisition music.
This is like the slow soundtrack you play when they're all doing bullet time dodge. You know, well, what do you want to do? For me, it's a good day to die.
I mean, there's four fucking ancient dragons standing around
one,
us. That's
maybe.
Exactly what that would be.
What say you, Captain?
Where is this Aurelian motherfucker?
Yeah. I say we wait on Aurelian.
Because he might not be a dragon, but I don't think he's going to share power with you either.
He's not.
It's not for him to decide.
Then
he's
let's
just,
find
you think out. He's just gonna hand the stones to you? When he's got four of the five.
He won't have much of a choice.
When he brings the army of the hell with him.
He will not bring an army
the
of hell with him.
We shall see them, shouldn't we?
Transform.
This has been
food?
One incredible day.
So.
That coaxed the.
The stone. Who has it?
We do.
I'll take it.
Who says we brought it with us?
B walks up. She says, I can sense it. It's here. It's pull.
Okay.
Give it to us.
That just means it's somewhere around here.
Give us the stone.
What's
or
in
die.
The, what's in the place of where those statues would be?
There's, like, holes. It looks like the stones fit inside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Raven guy is good, like, on our team. Because B didn't know who
mm-hmm.
or how did we get the Raven man to transform?
You're asking this out of character, obviously.
Yeah.
He just showed up there. He didn't say anything. He was watching
food?
Us. We tried to feed one of the ravens. Raven pecked at it and then took off. He just appeared. We went to go talk to him and
then
he wasn't
just
there.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't appear. He disappeared. What?
Yo.
Nothing.
Menace is going to look over and say, I say I should put that stone in its rightful place.
Well, this is going to go up. He's eating his peach. He's going to do it.
Menace is going to start walking over to the hole.
I'm going to go grab Horse Willis and the cart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And lead them towards the altar.
Cool. Horse Willis and cart going towards the altar. Anybody want a beach?
They're not stopping us or anything, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay.
Eh, why not? I'll eat a peach.
It's terrible.
I know.
Absolutely disgusting. Just definitely fermented.
Gives me something naturally else to do, and...
So, waiting for him...
Some type of stall.
Waiting for Sid to get there, I'm going to close my eyes and concentrate and put my hands on the stonework of the shrine.
Mm-hmm. It is hardcore powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, radiating. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're not stopping us at all?
Nope.
It's alright. I'm going to look at Sid. I'm going to hold up my hands. Trying to, like, hide it behind, you know, not like...
Passing.
I'm gonna come up to you and say, do we want to do this?
Do we?
If they want to take it from us, I'm assuming they can. This might protect
it. Shit.
Vinton, Tala, how are you guys feeling?
I'm gonna use a bonus action to curse B.
Okay.
With my Hexblade curse.
Okay. Is there a save I need to make for that?
Nope.
Music change.
Okay. Just straight up cursed?
Straight up cursed.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
For 1 minute.
Okay.
It ends early if the target dies.
Okay. Noted. Noted.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Right.
All right. Plans. I need plans. What are you guys doing?
How high above us is our ship?
It is... It's about 80 feet-ish.
Okay. And what about the Gith?
They're above the cloud line. So as you kind of came over the mountains, you could see their shadows in the clouds. As you drop back down, it kind of like fell away. If that makes sense. So they're high altitude.
Okay, so as far as the scene is concerned at this moment, Mantis and I are at the altar with Horse Willis.
Mm-hmm. And Human Willis.
And Human Willis.
Yeah. Tala, Fenton, did you guys go with?
Yeah.
Where,
I'm assuming you guys are all kind of staying close to this point.
So what's our plan?
And the Masters are still...
They're
distance off where
Shaco
we met with them.
Is in the center of the ring. He is in the center of the circle, so all five are set up in a giant circle. Shaco,
so they were
is in the middle. They are on the other side from where you guys are, kind of polar opposites.
Mm. Willis says we put it in. I want to put it in. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Put it in the hole. Use your stick. Put it in the hole.
But if they're going to take it from us, I'd at least like to put it in.
Right, wanna place. Call it to Kuvin? Well, are you ready, Kuvin?
For what?
I'm going to need you to aim really well.
At what?
What do you think, Kuvin?
That's big.
I'm going to kind of like hold out my hands, almost like to try and make them think I'm telling him to toss the stone down kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to need you to aim.
Okay.
Mantis is looking
really
intently at you for any sign of what he should
what?
Be.
And as soon as you're pretty sure you're aimed right, go ahead and let it loose.
Okay. Head kind of hops back.
I got to... Look around to see if everyone's looking up. Or, you know.
They're all kind of looking up.
I'm going to take that opportunity to call upon my Dragon Cloak of the Shade and use greater invisibility.
Perfect. As 8 shots from the lullaby shoot straight up into the sky.
I'm going to pull the stone out of my pocket. And kind of shove it behind my back a little bit, hoping that Fenton's gonna come around and like snatch it.
I'm going to go invisible over to swipe the stone.
Willis is like, what?
as I'm still holding the other hand out, like...
I will suck it under my cloak.
And just yell, not really yell, but like say, what the fuck is he doing?
Very clever, Captain.
I wanted him to throw the fucking stone down.
I'm gonna whisper it to you.
Very clever, Captain.
Okay, what else is going on?
Like, I'm waiting to see what happens with these 8 fucking shots he just let loose.
Okay.
And I will make way to the pedestal.
Okay. So you get maybe about 10 feet away as the pole is just insane. It pops right out of your cloak and just goes right into the hole.
Anything happen?
It lights up this white light and just like goes straight up. It's just this pillar of white silver light.
Manus is going to drop down, touch the ground, and say, strong in discernment, virtuous in practice, the enlightened say he walks in the light.
Willis is going to go, wow! What's that? What's going on? What else?
What happened with the shots?
Yeah.
And is Shaco doing anything?
Yeah.
Shaco's kind of staring up. As you can hear this noise, followed by many of just this screaming sound as it just gets louder and louder and louder as the Gith ship all drop out of the sky. And they all take aim and fire.
At?
The giant dragons. Whew. And we'll stop there.
They all turn, or is it Shaco?
Hmm?
They all transformed into dragons, or were just
they
shot
didn't
them?
All turn, no.
Okay.
They are firing at the group of people.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So.
We'll stop there. Yes.
She's cursed, I need to remember, and
she is cursed.
I'm invisible.
Yeah.
Invisible.
Greater invisible.
This is in game. This is the finale. This will be it.
This is it.
Nice. This is it.
Yeah. So when are we
going to
play next?
So,
I don't know.
Let's go for another 45 minutes. No,
oh my gosh.
So
okay.
Willis is the embodiment of the platinum?
Yep.
I like it.
That's what I was like. You, I know you. Do you know that I know that you know that you're dragon?